This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Stephen Waldman is the author of Founding Faith and the editor-in-chief of beliefnet.com, the largest website on the internet for spirituality and faith issues. He joins us on the long line. Steve, how are you, sir?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us again. I've been looking forward to it. Steve, tell me, where were you last night when you were watching all the historic events?
I was sitting in my favorite recliner with a big pile of cold noodles with sesame sauce on my lap.
There you go.
And two kids and a dog and a wife.
Perfect. There you go. So before we get into
it, actually, one more serious thing is, yeah, I live in a mostly Caribbean American neighborhood. So it was when the networks announced that Obama had been projected the winner, it became like New Year's Eve. There were out people outside banging pots and pans.
Wow.
On their porches and one of the nearby churches, people were sort of gathered there singing and dancing.
So we're talking with Steve Waldman of BeliefNet.com. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I think it'd be quite challenging not to have been truly moved last night.
Yeah, it was, you know, one of the most moving moments for me was Jesse Jackson, who has never really moved me in the past, but because he seems so, I don't know, cynical or hardened or calculated in a lot of ways, and yet there was the image of him just weeping. I don't know if you saw that in the crowd.
I did, yeah, I did.
Really, it was very powerful.
Absolutely. Steve, at what moment during the night where did you realize, oh my gosh, they're going to do this?
Well, when Obama won Pennsylvania, which was pretty early in the night, then it became very hard for McCain because under most scenarios, he really needed to pick off one Obama state to have a chance, and Pennsylvania was the one where they really placed their emphasis. And then when they called Ohio soon thereafter, that was kind of it.
Yeah, then it didn't matter.
Yeah, because there really was. Then it became kind of a mathematical impossibility after Ohio.
We're talking with Stephen Waldman, author of Founding Faith and the editor-in-chief at BeliefNet.com. We're honored to have him on the program. Let's look at some of these issues in depth if we can, Stephen. You've actually put up a lot of words just in the past couple of days, a lot of posts analyzing some of these issues and these historic events yesterday. Why don't we start, if we can, with this idea of a new faith coalition that Obama had forged to win yesterday. What explain this to us?
Well, he did quite a bit better among people who were regular churchgoers, and also won back the Catholic vote, and had a meaningful improvement among evangelicals. So it was it wasn't one thing, but there were, you know, three or four key goals that they had in terms of improving among religious voters, and they pretty much succeeded at all those goals, at least modestly. And the cumulative effect was that he did much better with these key groups and in general with more devoutly religious people, which is, as you know, there's been, the Democratic Party's had this reputation for the last couple of years of being, hostile to religion and had trouble reaching a lot of religious voters, and so he seems to have at least taken a step in the other direction.
And we certainly saw at the convention a lot of mentions of faith and spirituality at the Democratic convention.
Yeah, they've been working it very hard. You know, they've had very aggressive religious outreach. Obama talks about it all the time. They have faith tours. They've had, I don't know, 700 or 800 faith house parties. And but you know, in the polls up until about 3 weeks ago, it didn't look like any of it had really been working. He didn't seem to be making a lot of progress. at that point. But in the last few weeks, it seems to have come together. And then here on Election Day, you saw that in each of their key goals, they really made progress. So, for instance, among evangelicals, remember there was all sorts of attention early in the campaign about how Obama was going to do better among evangelicals, and then there was kind of this backlash when he did poorly in the debate with at Saddleback Forum and various other things. It looked like that whole effort had kind of fizzled out. Well, what apparently happened on Election Day was he had modest improvements among evangelicals nationally, but more importantly, he had significant improvements among evangelicals in the Rust Belt states and the West. So Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Colorado, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yep. He didn't have such big increase in Virginia and Florida and the other southern states he lost. It's a bit of slightly a mystery why he did so much better in the Rust Belt. It may be that it's just the economy, or it may be that there's evangelicalism there is just has a different flavor to southern evangelicalism. So anyway, that amounted to a couple million new votes. Bush had actually won the majority of the Catholic vote, and Obama reversed that, so that was a big deal. And it added up to a substantial shift.
We're talking with Stephen Waldman of BeliefNet.com, author of Founding Faith. So I'm sitting here wondering, Steve, what does this mean for Republicans? Because there is the phrase the religious right, not the religious left, and that is part of that coalition that has been in place, since at least the 80s when it was really started to take shape and help to bring the right into power, and we certainly saw them out in droves for Sarah Palin. What does this mean then for the heart of the Republican Party?
Well, this is something that's going to be a topic of great conversation in the Republican Party right now. There's a lot they're going to be talking about, but the role of religious conservatives, and it's a discussion that's going to happen a lot within the religious world. I mean, did they play this election properly? Did they help or hurt? They were the biggest supporters and endorsers, backers, advocates for Sarah Palin, who seems to have been probably a net minus for the ticket. They hitched their cart to a horse that didn't win. I think as often happens, some people will look at this and conclude we really have to reform our ways. And others will say, no, we were right the first time. We just didn't go far enough.
And thus you have that schism, which we certainly see here in Virginia with moderate Republicans and more conservative social issue Republicans. They're just constantly battling.
Yeah, and I think you have a little sort of mini version of that within the evangelical movement, where you have moderate evangelicals who are a bit disheartened by the direction the campaign took. And I just posted something on the blog. It was a article from Mark DeMoss, who's a prominent evangelical leader who had actually backed Mitt Romney during the election, and he voted for McCain. But he wrote this kind of poignant article saying, first of all, I've been wanting a candidate to offer a positive, inspiring message, since 1984, and it's very disappointing to me that it came from the other party. Second, he proposed that evangelicals lead the charge to get rid of negative advertising, and felt that evangelicals were maybe complicit in allowing the campaigns to get very negative.
That would be really interesting. In many ways, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment with Bob McDonnell, the Attorney General of Virginia and the likely Republican nominee for governor next year here in Virginia. In many ways, this really represents a fantastic opportunity for Republicans.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're not looking at it that way right now.
Good point. Good point. It might be a little too early to say that.
Maybe they can't see it. But you know, I'm sure you're right. It's a real moment where they can take stock and really look at this. I think the problem, of course, is that people of goodwill will disagree over what the cause was. And this happens not just to Republicans. This happens with the out party almost any time they lose. I remember this happening repeatedly with Democrats, where you'll have this, when they lose, you have this debate between the centrists who say, we lost because we were thought of as too liberal and we need to be more centrist, and then others who say, no, we were too centrist and we lost because we didn't pose a clear, stark, principled alternative to the other party. I feel like I've heard that argument within the Democratic Party three or four times at moments in my life, and the Republicans are going to go through an identical version of that. It may have one difference, which is that this will be the first time that we're going to have it in the internet era, and things just seem to get so much nastier as a result of of the internet climate and talk radio, that this internal discussion, as we might call it, may seem more like a kickboxing match than a discussion.
I may be naive, but it seems to me the answer is fairly obvious that, you know, if you don't get the independents, you don't win. So running to the extreme is not going to help you.
Well, that's, I would tend to agree with you, and I tend to think that if you look back at the McCain campaign, I don't agree with the idea that Obama victory was inevitable because of the economic collapse. And I say that in part because when we look at a belief net that some of the studies that we've done, like the 12 tribes study of the different groups. Thank you. You know, what becomes clear is when you look at the centrist groups, like moderate evangelicals and centrist Catholics and moderate Protestants, they're a pretty economically conservative group, and they have pretty conservative views about the role of government. In other words, they were kind of ripe for a sort of liberal Republican, maverick Republican type approach. In some ways, John McCain was their perfect candidate. At least John McCain, you know, circa 2000.
Yeah.
So he would have had to have distanced himself, more than distanced himself, I mean, really starkly attacked the Bush administration much earlier than he did.
Yeah.
And then he would have had to have picked a running mate that was not someone appealing to the base, but someone appealing to the middle. And I think he would have had a shot there because the basic impulses of a lot of the Americans that swung to Obama are not kind of big government liberalism. They're dissatisfied with the way things are and became convinced that Obama was more competent change agent.
But at their heart, they're small government fiscal conservatives, the centrists.
Yeah, they really are, and so they could have been won over by McCain had he chosen to run a different campaign.
But what really separates them from the right is that they don't buy into all the God's gays, guns, abortions, the social hot button issues.
Right, and I think they even have going beyond that have become annoyed or frustrated with the role that religious conservatives have played in the Republican Party. So not only do they not agree with it, but it's driven some of them away. There were some polls a month or so ago that actually said that the Sarah Palin selection had helped to lead some of the moderate Protestant, mainline Protestants to start voting for Obama. So
it's fascinating stuff. Stephen Waldman is the author of Founding Faith and the editor-in-chief at beliefnet.com. You can check out his work there. And absolutely, Founding Faith is a book that you're going to want to read. Fantastic book. Stephen, always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.